95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. Between now and 4 o'clock is worth $1,000.
$1,000.
We have a special guest on the phone. No way, man. No way.
It's happening.
No way. Yes way. No way. Yes way.
We're in charge here.
How are you doing that? How are you making that happen?
God bless you, Sluggo, for doing that. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, turn that off right now.
I love that. Nope. Hey,
hey, Bean.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that
Who
work?
Cares?
Can I play? Can I win this $1,000?
Yes.
No, how does it work?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
It's pretty tough. It's just literally a fraction of a second.
Can you play? No. Wait, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. No, you have to be caller 13. So.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever win? Have you actually given away $1,000 to somebody in the game?
It's actually $500, and we've given away $2,000, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, it rolls over every time someone gets it wrong. So, yeah, the next time.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is big time radio. Let me say, Kevin and I are used to very janky prizes. The fact that you're actually like handing out hundies is pretty impressive. I gotta be honest.
I was trying to explain to Doug when we were asking people to send us their t-shirts so that we could then give them away.
Yeah.
That was quite a deal. So Bean.
Yes, and remember Kevin back in the day where we could afford one billboard because we raised the money, our listeners raised the money for us to put up one billboard. And then rather than have billboards all over Southern California and then people could drive by and see us, we just had to give them the address of where our one was and they had to drive to it if they wanted to see
it. It was like in an alley off to the side somewhere.
It wasn't in a great location. No. Really ever.
No, it was no. And Kevin, do you remember, honestly, the first picture that we got, you could only see about half of the billboard because there was an enormous tree in front of it.
It was like 75% tree, 25% billboard.
Trip Reeve picked that one out personally for you guys.
How you been, man?
Well, let me say, I'm doing great. Okay, I'm doing fantastic. I just had to pause. My wife and I are watching the third Bring It On movie.
Not No Man Land?
Wait, hold on. Is this where the person comes in second place and says, second place? Hell yeah.
The same series, but this is a different installment of the movie. This is the third one. So I had to pause that to jump on and talk to you guys.
Okay.
No, I'm doing great, and this is a thrill to talk
it's
to
so
both of you guys.
Weird to hear you two together again. This is the first time since November 2019. Is that right? That you've been on the radio together?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we did an interview within a couple of weeks with Jim Rome, I think. That was probably officially the last time. But, yeah, I mean, I've missed you guys. And Sluggo, I mean, you know, I go back just as far with you as I do with Kevin. So it's a thrill for, you know, all three of us. This feels like a mini reunion of our station in Arizona. But I just want to say, because I don't know how long you guys are going to have me on.
Another 10, 15
radio
seconds.
As a radio geek, and Kevin, as long as you've known me, you know that radio is my thing, and it has been since I was a little kid. It's all I ever cared about, all I wanted to do. It's why I can't get laid, okay? Because all I care about is radio.
Is that
right?
What's going on?
Oh,
that's very true.
Yeah, me too.
I can vouch for that. What?
Nothing. Being on KLOS is such a thrill for me. Like, this is a gold star in my diary right now because
is
one of the legendary radio stations in America. I mean, it has been rocking for more than 50 years, and just to be on the airwaves following people like Jim Ladd and Bob Coburn and Gino Michelini and all these classic names that Southern Californians know. Yeah. I mean, it's just really cool.
But doesn't it get taken down a notch because I'm here?
I mean, this isn't their finest hour, if that's what you're asking. No. When the history of KLOS is written, you will not be in the first 10 pages. But what I'm saying is, I can tell from hearing you, Kevin, that there's some zap in your step, but there's a thrill in being at a radio station that has that intangible vibe that we used to love so much at K-Rock back in the old days. And there have been other stations, KMET, other stations, you know, in the market that have had that. But there are some stations you can just tell when you walk in the front door, when you walk down the hall, when you put your butt into the air chair, that it's happening and it's fun and people are glad to be there and you can feel that connection with the audience. And I don't think I'm making any of this up.
No, that's
really
a fact.
It really does come through on the radio.
Yeah, it is a fact.
And Sluggo, you've been around a long time. I'm sure you were delighted to realize that when you got over to KLOS that was the vibe, right?
Oh, 100%. That it is what it seemed like, and the listeners are as dialed in and as excited about KLOS as it seemed to be.
Sluggo's the one that got me interested in doing this.
Yeah.
He was texting me like crazy. I had to block him at one point. He's like, hey, we're having fun. This is a situation where the program director doesn't listen or doesn't care, so it seems like we can do anything we want.
You can actually throw things on and have fun like, you know, in the early days of KROQ.
Exactly.
200 years ago.
Yeah. Now, how are you? And forgive me, Kevin, you know my default position is I feel like I have to interview everybody that I'm talking to. I just have to. How are you dealing with the fact that you hate classic rock music? What are you doing about that?
I don't hate as much classic rock music as you would think, A. And B, KLOS is not super old.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, we play the new Foo Fighters, for God's sakes.
Yeah, just a second ago, the brand new one from the radio.
So it's really
and I know that you guys have championed tons of new music. I mean, more than any other station in the market, perhaps. You guys are certainly for rock music. You guys, no, I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
Music as well.
Right,
we have. You guys, yeah. I mean, you guys, people know.
Yeah,
yeah, but I just remember, you know, for so long, Sluggo, if a song gets to be over about 6 months old, Kevin is done with it. He is on to the next thing.
Like, yeah,
that's too old for him.
I don't have patience. If that's what you're saying,
I
don't have patience.
I can't imagine you putting on the headphones and going, yeah, man, give me some Hendrix, you know?
It happens.
Well.
All right, now, Bean, I do want to talk to you about the time change, because this for a long time has been a burr in your ass. Is that where a burr goes?
Yes, that's exactly where it goes.
Okay.
Saddle. It goes in your saddle.
Oh, saddle.
It does technically rub up against your ass.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Times tweeted, daylight savings begins this weekend.
L.A. Times, daylight savings.
And Bean quote tweets and says, your intern who tweets is making you look terrible by misspelling saving.
When was the first time that bothered you? And I mean, did you know as an infant that it was daylight saving, or did you learn later? And when did you finally go on the warpath about this?
I mean, I don't remember. Kevin, you may remember when I started going on the warpath, but it's been decades, I'll tell you that.
That's been a long time.
All of us have a thing that bugs us, and for whatever reason, this is the thing. Because it's not an opinion that it's daylight saving time. That's actually the name of it.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to school you guys about the uniform time code of 1966.
Sure. Oh no, that's one of my favorites.
But, I mean, of course, we don't.
Yeah.
It's actually called daylight saving time. I mean, it actually has a name, and it's just as easy, as I've explained so many times before, it's just as easy to say it right. But I will tell you, two things have happened, Kevin, since you and I worked together.
Okay.
Number one is I moved to a country where, while we do still have a time change, very similar to North America, we don't call it daylight saving time.
No.
Okay? So I go from Greenwich Mean Time to British Summertime. So
British Summertime.
A lot of the hassle. In,
British
it, right?
Summertime. It's chilly. It's foggy.
Really a lot of drama in my life to not have to worry about it.
Right, but hold on. You're on Twitter a lot. Yeah. And you read...
Yes.
You know,
you see
US
them damn stupid Americans still
lot.
Over there
it
in the collar.
It has to still drive you crazy.
It does, but I will tell you this, and you may look at this and you may go, wow, my friend is growing up. Dean is actually a little more mature than I once knew.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying I'm giving up, but what I am saying is we now live in a world where there's no such thing as right and wrong English. I mean, I don't know if you follow the new dictionary words, but irregardless of the dictionary
now. And supposedly.
Supposedly.
That's unacceptable.
Somebody tweeted me and said, are you the one writing for the dictionary.com?
So, I mean, I guess we're in a world now where literally, and I'm using that word correctly, any word goes. There's no such thing as an incorrect word. I mean, last week, Sluggo, you probably saw this. They put in some words from The Simpsons, right? Embiggen is in the dictionary now from a dumb Simpsons episode. So Maybe it's the COVID. Maybe it's just we live in a world now with a pandemic where people think, well, I guess we just can't get worked up about the little things anymore. But it does bother me less than it used to.
Wow. So you're throwing in the towel as well. Everybody's throwing in the towel on the right things.
My little friend is growing up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, look, I would still prefer that people say it correctly, but I'm no longer going to track you down on the internet, find out where you live, and go burn your house down. Past that. I'm not burning anyone's house down anymore because I've done that too often.
If you ever need an arsonist, though, you know who to get a hold of. Just let me know, and I'm happy to help you.
I gotcha.
Hey, what's going on? Forgive me for not knowing as much about the station. What's going on in the mornings over there? Is it still Jamie and Frosty and Woody or whatever that show's called?
It's Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, the Heidi and Frank show. I love that show.
Heidi and Frank. I know those guys.
Dean, I cannot tell you how great it is not to have to get. Yeah, you know how great it is to not have to get up.
Yeah, what's that like for you? It's been an interesting experience for him to wake up still at 4 a.m. but not have to be here until almost 4 p.m. How's it been for you not having to be up at the damn crack before the crack of dawn?
Well, I was lucky because the last few years that we did the show together on K-Rock, I lived in New Orleans, which is in the Central Time Zone. So I was used to going on the air at 7:30 a.m., around 6:30 a.m.
What about daylight savings? Did that change?
Here we go. Here we go now. So I'm pretty much on the same schedule now. My normal body clock is around 6:30 a.m. So I'm doing great. And I love being back home here in England. I mean, a lot of people were really surprised when I decided to leave America.
Yeah, just
rare that somebody switches countries.
The worst possible timing, though. You know, I remember that first picture you tweeted of you on the tube with a ton of other British folk. And then like a couple weeks later, you were on the tube completely alone by yourself. You've not been able to go anywhere. See Europe, anything since all this happened, right? Which is your whole point of going, right? So you should come back here and back to work, really, is what you should do.
I can't complain. I can't complain. Everybody's been going through the exact same thing. You know, look at all the stuff that you guys look forward to. Look at the Coachella being canceled. Yeah, all the stuff that,
Vegas.
You know, that we all wanted. All the vacations we wanted to go to. All the places we wanted to see. Yep. Yeah, I'm exactly in that same boat. But you're right. The timing was my wife and I were going to move to Europe. And hey, let's go to Barcelona. Hey, let's go to Prague. Hey, let's go to Istanbul. We had all these things planned. And of course, it's just all on hold. I mean, you know, like they say all the time on the TV here, there's a light at the end of a very long tunnel, but at least we can see it. We're all heading in the right direction. I'm sure you guys have, some of you anyway, have gotten your jabs, as we call them, your first dose.
No, we haven't gotten our jabs
Sligo
yet.
And I have not gotten jabs yet.
Yeah.
But when they lower they lower the age in California to 90, we'll be right there.
First in line. So being alone now,
my first one.
Sorry,
you got your first one?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I've gotten my first one. I'm just waiting for my second one. So it's just, it's just a question of just being patient and just, keep calm and carry on. That's all we can do.
Yeah. So since you and your wife have been spending so much time together, how everything is good? Because it's always interesting as, people have had suddenly been thrust, as it were, into this situation with their spouses and mates. Sometimes they get along better, much better. Sometimes they find new things.
We've been doing great. You know, my wife and I have been together for 30 years now.
That's
and,
amazing.
You know, our lives have changed less than most people have as a result of the pandemic because I was already working at home and was already pretty much a homebody. So we're used to spending a lot of time together.
I'm right there with you, man.
No complaints there. You know, we do, we do live near a very large it's called the Heath, Hampstead Heath, which is 800 acres, and it's forests, and it's streams, and it's trees, and it's valleys.
Wow.
And it's just a great place to get out. Every day we walk a couple of miles with the dogs out, so that fresh air and that exercise really makes a huge difference when you're housebound.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, who are you?
What the
Who's
hell?
On the phone?
Is this Ralph? Fresh air outdoors walking? What?
I know, right?
What's happened?
It's great to have dogs because they kind of force you to think of somebody other than yourself. You know what I mean? They make you go out and do stuff with them because that makes them happy and that makes you happy.
That's why I have a little tiny
world for a couple of hours.
I have a little tiny dog, so I can just take her out in the front yard and go right back in the house.
Like
30 seconds later, we're done. We're done here.
I know we're almost out of time, but I'm very happy. I'm very happy here. Very glad to have moved, and I was so excited, Kevin, when I saw the news. As many of your fans and our fans were, and the fact that you A, get to be with Sligo, which I know is a joy, and B, get to be on such a good radio station.
Yay.
It's just wonderful. I'm so happy for you guys. I really am.
We are too.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, I really want to get a new thanks. I really want to get a new bit rolling because it's like 10 o'clock at night there for you, right?
Yes, that's right. Right now, because you've already had your time changed. We haven't had ours at 7 hours. Usually.
Okay, so I would like to get a new let's bother Bean and wake him up sort of thing. I'm going to call you
just
least
randomly,
expected, right?
Randomly.
Yeah, randomly.
Tell us about your podcast real quick, because we do have to go.
Yeah, let me put in a plug. I appreciate that. Our dear friend, Allie McKay, that Kevin and I worked with for all those years on K-Rock, she and I got together and started doing the podcast back in October. There's a free version of it wherever you get your podcast. It's called A Cup of Tea and a Chat. Ah. And then we also do a Patreon version.
Hello?
I think if you enjoy the old Kevin and Bean show, you will enjoy A Cup of Tea and a Chat. We really, really do have a lot of fun, and it's a great community. So, yeah, check it out, you guys. And I hope we all get to talk again soon here on KLOS.
Nice.
Glad you're doing well. Thank you, man.
Yeah, very, 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 very cool to hear you again, especially the two of you. I know I'm speaking for lots of humans out there. To hear the two of you talking together again on the radio. I mean, you're a massive part of this damn town.
Look, and it's just love.
Yeah, it is.
It's all love.
And a little bit of love.
Bye, Sluggo. Bye, right. Kevin.
Bye, Bean. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7.
I have won $1,000 a few times in Vegas, like playing video poker. Yeah, and it's just such a great feeling to hit that $1,000. You know, that's a nice mark.
It's a nice round number.
It is.
Yeah.
So let's give it away right now.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock game.
It's for $1,000.
Yep.
$1,000 now. And here's all you have to do. You have to be caller 13 and tell us what the artist is and what the song title is.
You can be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, and tell us what this is. And boom, bang, whap.
$1,000.
Other Batman noises. Here you go.
That's
all right.
It.
That's what you get.
Call now, 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
You're caller 13.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. That's my favorite number.
It's your favorite number.
Yeah. Me, too. You find that pretty rare, Jackie?
You're a strange two. Both of you find 13 is your favorite number.
I'll be honest with you. A lot of it is because it's an unlucky number for most people. But are you ready, Jackie?
I'm not good at remembering artists' names and songs, but I'll give it my best shot.
You and me both. We'll play it for you one more time, though.
And take a close listen and see if you can tell us what this is. Here you go. What do you think that is?
Oh, my God. It sounds like 70s Led Zeppelin-y. Oh, gosh. Can I hear it one more time?
No.
No, I'm sorry. I wish you could. You know, I could kind of do it for you.
Unfortunately, we can't.
Yeah. So.
Darn.
Give us a guess.
Any
Leonard
song.
Skinner,
what?
Leonard. Any song.
Leonard Skinner. Is that your guess?
Leonard Skinner. And I can't think of a song.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I think that's wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, Jackie. Sorry. Oh, well.
Thank you for the call, though.
I wanted her to win. 13's my lucky number. On the other hand, now it's $1,500.
$1,500 next hour. Between 4 and 5 today on KLOS.
That sounds like a Sesame Street song ending to me. It's
brought to you by the letter U and the number 2.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey!
In the afternoon. I don't know if you've given much thought about this, but when you pass, when you die,
yeah.
Do you care what kind of service they have or what they say about you or any of that kind of stuff?
Not at all. Have you been one of those that wants to be on a fly on the wall at your own funeral?
No. Not really.
I don't care.
I came across this story and I thought it was very funny because a devoted wife in Omaha, Nebraska. Her husband passed away February 26. He lost his 2-year battle with cancer.
Ugh.
And she said one of the things she likes about him the most was his sense of humor.
Right.
So instead of writing your normal obituary.
Yeah.
This is what Crystal wrote.
Oh, nice. Right on, Crystal.
His departure was just in time for him to make his spiritual appearance at every Red Sox spring game. If you knew Eric, you knew you were loved. And there's a good chance he told you, probably sober, maybe not. She also wryly listed her husband's priorities. Eric loved, in this order, his smoking hot wife.
Right on, Crystal. That's awesome.
His brilliant kids, his family.
Oh, that's nice.
His many friends, the Boston Red Sox, the Kansas City Chiefs, before being a Chiefs fan was cool. The Huskers, Liverpool football, iced tea, Adidas sneakers, fishing, hand packing.
Is iced tea or the artist or the drink?
The drink.
Oh, okay.
Hiking, hunting, and any old Chevy he saw on the road. And then she said, in terms of the memorial service being held, she wrote, admission is free to all who attend this once-in-a-lifetime show for the greatest man on earth.
Oh, man.
How great
awesome.
Is this?
That is so well worded.
Following the service, the family requests jamming out to Ozzy Osbourne and raising a cold beer,
nice,
preferably Busch Light, in celebration of Eric's life.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's perfect.
That
isn't
is
it?
Perfect. So that is.
Can I write yours then?
Yes, please. And okay. I'm going to write yours right now.
Okay, perfect.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the story you're about to tell.
Oh, my God. I don't
because
know.
It's weird in so many ways.
Yes, yes.
So tell us the story
my
over the weekend.
My little dog hasn't been feeling well. She's fine, but she has little stomach issues that make these ridiculous kind of noises. Mm-hmm. You know, she's clearly like unhappy and wondering where the gas is coming from. So something in my head, sitting there looking across the table at her, sitting there at the floor looking up at me like, what the hell's going on? What's wrong with me?
Something, she's on South Park?
Yeah, yeah. Something, and I don't do this, made me wink at her. Like, somehow I'm like, that's going to help her. That's going to make her know.
So you winked at her to sort of say, hey, it's all going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm not a winker. Winkers are wankers. I don't do it. I never wink at people, ever.
That's what makes me laugh, is that you would punch somebody if they winked at you.
Yes!
It just drives you crazy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And yet you winked at your dog.
I'm like out of options. I've tried giving her chicken, tried rubbing her belly. I've done this, I've done that.
But on my list of options, winking is not there.
No, it shouldn't be.
Anywhere.
Ever.
It's not on the list.
No.
So you could run out and just have nothing to do.
Right.
But you wouldn't wink at your pet.
What good did it do her?
It reassured her.
I was a quarter of the way through the wink. It was too late to stop the wink when I realized.
Oh, that's too bad.
This is really stupid. This isn't doing her any good.
Does she know that winking means, hey, you know, hang in there, you're going to be all right?
Right.
Does she know that?
No. She just continued to stare at me like, my stomach hurts. Why did your eyes just close? That was stupid.
That's probably what she thought. Oh, no. Now my owner has a janky eye.
I'm really going to have to leave him now.
I'm sick and he's sick. I don't know what to do now. All right. So let's take some calls.
Do you wink at your animal?
No, either wink or just really weird behavior that you don't really use for any other situation that you do use for your pets.
I don't understand why you do it, but you've got to do it to the pet.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Why did you wink at me? Don't do that.
We were talking about Sluggo this weekend, and
he has
a dog, and he winked at it. And listen,
I winked at my dog.
None of us are proud of it.
I winked.
And it's something we wish didn't happen.
I thought she wasn't feeling good.
It's something we'll deny in the future.
I winked at her. That should help.
But how do you treat your pet that's odd? Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I talk to my dog like a baby sometimes, but when he's in trouble, I talk to him in a Russian accent.
What? Let's hear it. Like if he's just eating the steak off the table, what would you say?
Linkovich Chipnowski, what are you doing?
Does the dog know that he's in trouble when that happens?
Oh, yeah, he knows right away. But other than that, he gets baby talk all the time.
By the way,
I get the winking thing. It's the worst is if you wink at the dog and it winks back at you.
Yeah, that would have been concerning.
With you?
Has that happened, sir?
Yes, oh yeah.
Pretty regularly.
And it kind of freaks you out, like, okay, the dog's understanding when
you're just playing straight up.
No. Now you're on mushrooms. Hello, KLOS.
Yo. Hey.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
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 Yo. Ho.
Hey, rock stars. I got a question for you.
You have the wrong station.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the question?
Hey, so on that money cash snippet giveaway, Does the last snippet roll over to this hour, or is it a new snippet?
Same snippet.
Keeps on trucking until someone gets it.
But $1,500.
Ooh, that rhymed as well. Yeah, this hour it's $1,500.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. Let's give away $1,500.
I would love to do that. I love giving away money.
Me
I really
too.
Do, right? It's fun.
It really is fun.
Yeah, it's nice. So win! Take a listen to this. It is, what is it exactly? Give us the
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock. Game.
Game. So it's the same clip that we used last hour.
Yep.
But this hour it's worth $1,500. And if you miss it this hour, then it'll be up to $2,000.
Ah, that's awesome. All right, so take a close listen. You can tell us the name of the song and who the artiste is. Be caller 13, and you got yourself $1,500. Here you go. Listen closely. All right. 818-955-KLOS.
Artist and song title. 818-955-KLOS.
Caller 13, good luck.
Hey, the thing.
Okay. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Here you go.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
Wait, did you really forget?
I did. I was just sitting there going, well, I wonder when he's going to start talking.
KLOS, hello.
Pam.
Pam, you're caller 13.
Woo!
Awesome.
Right on, Pam.
Nicely done.
I think I know what it is, too.
All right. Well, we're going to play it for you. That's how we do it, and then you can give us your guess. And if you're right, you'll win $1,500.
Cool.
So, name of the song and the artiste. Give it a listen. Here you go. What do you think it is?
Is it Roll with the Changes by REO Speedwagon?
REO Speed Dealer is not the correct answer.
It is not Speedwagon.
No, that's
it's
not it.
It's not.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, okay, well, thanks for trying. So that means $2,000 between now and 6 o'clock, between 5 and 6.
Correct. $2,000.
Good luck.
Yeah. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And what a beautiful day it is. It's another one of those that it's a little rainy and a little sunshiny.
A little bit you, a little bit me.
It's been like a week like this,
it
right?
It has, yeah.
It's been weird. Yeah. It's been great.
If you missed any of the Heidi and Frank show, and if you have an HD radio, check out KLOS2, which is a different station.
But us, it's still on 95.5, but it's that little HD2 setting.
Which features Heidi and Frank show 24/7.
Yeah, it's like the best of, which is awesome. That's very cool. So you can always catch up with what the hell they're doing.
So this morning, I woke up to an alarm, a car alarm.
Oh, a car alarm.
Yes, a car alarm.
Oh, you must have been happy. What time was that?
It was about 6.
Oh. It wasn't the 4-cycle one from the 90s that's kind of disappearing?
Oh, no.
No, it was just...
No, and it does that, you know, it seems like 10 minutes. I don't know how long it actually does it.
It's a long
time. But it does go a long time before it shuts off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it starts again.
Ah.
So then it does that again for a long time.
So just as you're starting to drift off.
Yes.
It comes back.
It comes back, and it goes on forever.
No one's car that's parked outside is that precious. If it were precious and actually worth a lot of cash.
No, but here's what I'm going to say.
Put it somewhere.
Not one time did I think... Uh-oh, somebody's car is getting broken into.
I better go see what's going on.
Right, not once.
Call the authorities.
This is something that's in every single car on the road. And it's not doing at all what it's supposed to do.
No, never. I don't think I have it. I hope I don't.
You don't have it?
Never. I don't. Maybe I do, but it never goes off. Oh, my God.
You don't
lock
it. Yes. I'm going to get Sluggo stuff.
Yeah, you can have my used... Well, never mind.
But I mean, it's... Yeah. Isn't that a weird thing that is in almost all cars?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's meant to get rid of thieves.
Burglars.
But no one thinks that. I just thought... What a-hole is not paying attention, and that's their car, and it goes on and on.
Go outside and deal with the issue?
I went outside to make sure it wasn't mine.
Right. What if it was yours? You'd be like, who's the worthless piece of garbage? Oh, it's mine.
I'm going to shoot whoever. Oh. No, it wasn't mine. I did go out to check, but it's they're never used for thieves.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
One time I remember many, many, many years ago, I was living in an apartment building and finally couldn't stand it. It was going off at like 3:30 in the morning, you know, over and over again for well over a week or whatever. It's maybe it was someone's new car. I don't know. But I finally couldn't stand it. I finally like scrawled a note at 3:30 in the morning. The next time this damn car wakes me up, I'm going to bust your windows out. And I totally meant it. And I took this piece of paper downstairs and I went into the, you know, parking garage where it was still going.
Sluggo's on fire.
And what was on the windshield? Two more notes exactly the same. Two more people in the apartment complex that night had their fill.
I wonder if that guy was gone, and that was his car.
I don't know, but the next night it didn't happen again. It was over. It was I think he didn't know, and it just happened.
How does how does anyone fall asleep with that noise going?
And if you said it, if you really have, I mean, because very few of them really do overall. You know, if you
agree.
Yeah. Then wouldn't you notice? Oh, hey, that might be my alarm. I should go find out.
I would think so. Right? I walked out just to check. I knew it wasn't mine.
Right.
But I didn't want to be the a-hole.
Exactly.
I didn't want to be surprised by the fact that, yes, it was mine.
There's nothing worse than waking someone up. You know,
and it happens over and over. Whoever's alarm it is, they don't hear it.
Right.
And it's unbelievable. So, and you just want to take someone down.
Yeah. You have the license plate, right? You want to read it out right now?
I don't have the license plate.
You have the make of the car?
Not with me. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Now, please. Let's get rid of that annoyance.
Just turn them off. In 2021.
No, it never stops burglars.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Dude, how are you still sitting upright?
I don't know, man. For 5 years now, the
time changed. It's 5:20 in the afternoon. You must be exhausted.
Because of the damn daylight savings time. Sorry, Bean, out there somewhere. Yeah, I don't care this year. I don't know what happened.
You yelled at me for hours on Friday.
Please make the time change not happen,
Kevin.
Please.
It was the worst thing ever. You said it threw you off for weeks.
It did. The last like 5 years, I'd never cared before, but for some reason I was like hungover. I felt like I had had several drinks like throughout whatever for like a week and a half. And today I'm fine.
All right. Do you think that it was all mental?
I really don't know.
Because you couldn't have physically.
I did actually sleep in an hour late though today. I blew off an hour's
worth
of work.
That's all you have to do.
It's just an hour. Yeah, but generally you can't do that. I mean, you know, like
it's people with Saturday real night, jobs. Sunday morning, you can do that.
Well,
it's always a Sunday.
Yeah, but it usually would take like, I mean, Monday though is when it affected me, and
It didn't though. It never
this
did.
Time. No, it did. It did. I was miserable. I was going to kill everyone.
That's in your mind. Don't you think? Because
I don't know, man.
This time we had the big argument, and we were saying it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
It's in your head.
You know what? It might have been what Stu
that's
here
what
at KLOS, his wise words maybe sunk into my brain of you got to give a little to get a little. So we lose this hour now, but we gain that. Oh, I love that
so
hour.
So it's worth that hour to lose this one.
Yeah.
So
yes, maybe so.
You're here at work.
Yeah, not
on
caring.
On a Monday.
Yeah, not
all
begging
good.
To go home.
You're
yeah.
all good.
Probably the last time ever.
What's happening?
I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I just want to point out that Sluggo just called it Kevin and Bean. It was him.
That Bean bastard got into my head and make me call it Kevin and Bean.
It was not me.
Nope.
It was day 18 for those of you that had a pool. And I didn't flub up, but Sluggo did.
I can't imagine anybody had, you know, me saying Kevin and Bean if they did.
Before me.
Well done. Yeah.
Of
well
course.
Done you. Yeah. Hope you were enjoying your cash.
Also earlier today, we found out that Sluggo winked at his cat. Now listen.
Dog. Yeah.
Like
a cat. No, that totally. And everybody
like
winks at their cat. Who doesn't wink at their...
You're not a winker.
No. Winkers are winkers.
At all.
No, never.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never wink.
No, I don't find it. It doesn't. I know. I kind of hate it, actually.
Same. Okay.
Yeah.
So your dog. Tell us about came about.
She just hasn't been feeling too well. She's had some weird stomach issues. All the little weird dog noises coming out of her tummy. So she's sitting there staring at me. And I've tried a bunch of different things already. And
you felt bad for her.
I felt very bad for her. I know she's okay. It's just, you know, a little whatever. And for some reason, suddenly, I winked at her. I thought. I actually caught my brain thinking, well, this will make her understand that I feel her pain. I'm like, what the hell was that? I was mid-wink when I thought, this...
What am I doing?
...is the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm winking at a dog. She don't know that I'm winking at her.
Do you think the dog goes,
no,
what's wrong with my owner?
She continued staring at me. Yeah. I mean, if anything, that would be it. She just kept going, you know, continued
Why
staring.
Why is he closing his eye?
Yeah.
Does he not have control over it?
Hey, dumbbell, that didn't help at all. My stomach still hurts. Yeah, I don't know. Then I got to wondering, I mean, like, I do all sorts of stupid stuff with my dog. I'll talk really.
Yeah, of course.
We have long conversations.
Sure.
A lot of time.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've never winked at her. That was so stupid.
I mean, that's odd.
Yeah, I think it's kind of weird.
Especially, I mean, it, does make sense if a person winks. If you're a winker.
Sure. No, yes. And
first
I have nothing against it.
Stop it.
Yes, please.
First
do.
Of all,
yeah,
stop
yeah,
it.
Please do.
Second of all, don't do it to your dog.
No.
Because your dog's
not going to care.
Calmed by that.
She feels
so much
better. Oh,
everything's going to be fine. I just saw him wink.
Have you ever done anything stupid like that and caught yourself doing it? I would love to hear about that.
So I'm sure you
feel
would.
Feel me a little better. Here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, right.
It's 818-955. I'll handle this.
Okay, thank you.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Let's just start playing Van Halen songs over and over again for
you,
no reason.
You good?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't know what's going on. Bean got under my head today, inside my skin. I don't know.
Sluggo's never made this many mistakes in his life.
No, winking at dogs.
Yeah, that's the problem. It all started with that.
Yeah.
Winking at dogs.
Yep.
Sluggo winked at his dog.
I did.
And that's not a thing.
No, no.
That you do.
Dog had no clue. Didn't help the dog at all. Didn't
right.
make her feel better. Didn't make her say, neat.
And what did you do to your dog, sir?
Yeah, I talk to my dog like a baby sometimes, but when he's in trouble, I talk to him in a Russian accent.
What? Let's hear it. Like, if he's just eating the steak off the table, what would you say?
Linkovich Chipnowski, what are you doing?
What on? Why? What?
Does the dog know that he's in trouble when that happens?
Oh, yeah, he knows right away. But other than that, he gets baby talk all the time.
By the way,
I get the winking thing. It's the worst is if they wink at the dog and it winks back at you.
Yeah, that would have been
happened
concerning.
With you?
Has that happened, sir?
Yes, oh yeah.
Pretty regularly.
And it kind of freaks you out, like, okay, the dog's understanding when
I'm oh, yeah. just playing straight
oh,
up.
No. Now you're on mushrooms. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Are you
trying to call for the song of the hour?
Oh.
I thought you were calling about your dog being on mushrooms.
The song of the hour doesn't happen this hour. We don't do it in the 6 o'clock hour. So it'll be between 3 and 4 tomorrow, and it'll be $2,500.
Yeah. So blow off work and sit by your phone and give us a call and win yourself $2,500 tomorrow.
All right, guys. I'm up.
Is that an earthquake starting over there, sir? Sir,
okay. Yes,
are you okay, sir?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Have you thought about how you want to be treated when you leave this earth?
When I die?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't care any less. Burn me, throw me off a cliff.
You don't care? You don't care what words are said?
No, what about you?
I don't care, really. I'm concerned about my kids, whatever they want, fine.
Right. Yes, exactly.
But
whatever whoever survives, good luck to them. Have fun.
There's a woman in Omaha, Nebraska, whose husband passed away after a two-year battle with cancer, and she calls him her dead sexy husband.
Dead sexy.
Yes.
Dead sexy.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And she, instead of writing, you know, the normal obituary, her name is Crystal. She wrote, his departure was just in time for him to make his spiritual appearance at every Red Sox game. She observed, if you know Eric, you knew you were loved, and there is a good chance he told you that. Probably sober. Maybe not.
All right, I need to hang with these people.
She also listed her husband's priorities. Eric loved, in this order, his smoking hot wife. She, of course, the one that wrote it.
Right.
His brilliant kids, his family.
Nice.
His many friends, the Boston Red Sox, the Kansas City Chiefs, before being a Chiefs fan was cool. The Huskers, Liverpool football in England, iced tea, Adidas sneakers, fishing, backpacking, hiking, hunting, and any old Chevy he saw on the road.
Hmm. That's awesome.
And then she says, if you're coming to the memorial service.
Right.
In terms of that, she wrote, admission is free. And all who attend this once-in-a-lifetime show for the greatest man on earth, following the service, the family request jamming out to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah!
And raising a cold beer, professionally Bush Light, in celebration of Eric's life.
My God, that is the best obituary I think I've ever heard.
That's the way to go out right there.
That really is. That is awesome.
I want Crystal to write mine.
Yeah! Let's get to know Crystal, so when we kick off, probably in a few years.
A year or two?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And still afternoon. It's so bright. It's so weird.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is kind of nice. It's going to be a lot easier driving home. People can't see out there. It's cold.
Now you're finally on my side.
Yeah. So $2,500 tomorrow in our precious little game.
Correct.
I gotta get the hell out of here and go home and pet the kitty. You're gonna go. Are you gonna go work on the podcast? I know you work on that quite a bit.
I do. I have a podcast called.
Oh, what happened? I'm sorry. Oh, sorry about that.
called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Just look for that on YouTube, and it's all positive stories.
Nice.
All right.
We will see you tomorrow with $2,500.
Woo! Win it, win it, win it. And goodbye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoons. And, dude, what do you think? It's so weird that March bandness is upon us.
March bandness.
Yes, March bandness. It's a
myth.
Yes, yes.
It's a myth.
Yes, it's what Marcy is doing through this entire season. Like today, she paired up Led Zeppelin v Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's up to you. Who's better? Who wins in the March bandness? And there'll be brackets every single day. Tomorrow, it's going to be Metallica v somebody.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you vote. Go to 95.5KLOS.com. So far, Zeppelin v. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Guess who's winning?
I would guess Zeppelin.
Zeppelin by like 75%.
All right.
So flee, don't listen. But, you know, you can go vote anytime, and it's terribly exciting. And gambling, of course, is terrible and shouldn't do
and
it.
And you so, shouldn't do
no,
that.
Stop that right now.
Feel free.
Yeah. Played this
hey, didn't we just
yeah
I think we just
yeah bean it's he's gotten into my head.
We just played Running with the Devil yeah. I don't know 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
should we start another one?
Yeah.
Okay,
what would you like to hear, sir? Or maybe we, you know what, I like to do this one. I get a lot of requests for this and I don't get it on very much. Would you like to hear House of Pain?
Yes, please.
It's a flip side, a b-side. I like it. Here it is on KLOS. Right out the gate, he wasn't going to take it anymore, and he wanted to rock on this day in rock in 1955. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister was born in Astoria, Queens, New York. It was on this day in rock in 1969 when Janis Joplin was featured on the cover of Rolling Stone. Cost 35 cents to pick it up, and the magazine had only been around for a couple of years at that point.